It's the Community Spotlight on KUAF. I'm Pete Hartman. We have Melissa Caffrey in the Nancy Blair Operations Studio today. Melissa, of course, has been here before. She's with the Spark Foundation. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Pete.
We have one of your signature events coming up, the Hero Half Marathon. This is October 13th, and it's a little out of the ordinary, isn't it?
It is. So we partner with the Fayetteville Firefighters Association for this one. And the big thing you're going to see is firefighters running in full bunker gear. They are so impressive. And our runners say every year how inspiring it is when they're running and they see the firefighters come up and they're like, okay, I can keep going.
That is so okay. We're going to get back to them a little bit. But of course, it's open to anyone. And you've added another option as well.
Yeah, we've really tried to make sure that this event is accessible to all, no matter your age, your pace, your running journey. So we have a half marathon. You could split the distance with a friend for the two-person relay, run the 5K, new this year, or kids love to do the Spark 1 mile.
Oh, yeah. When you say kids, that's the one maybe I could handle.
Can
you walk?
You can. Walker friendly. And you know what? Everything is walker friendly. The time limits incorporate that.
All right. Where does this take place?
So race headquarters is right there on Dixon Street, right in the Walton Arts Center parking lot. We have a finish line festival, beer garden from Columbus House Brewery, and the fire department does their annual family fire safety fair.
So you don't even have to run.
No, you don't. Just come hang out,
yeah.
Cheer, volunteer. And runners, they get to start at Locomotion Family Fun Park, run all the way around the lake on our beautiful greenway, and head all the way down to Dixon Street.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Okay. Now, back to some firefighters, because you said you're kind of looking for some more members of the firefighting community to come out and take part.
Oh, we would love it. We have some Fayetteville firefighters. We have some from Arkansas. We have a few coming in from Kentucky and Texas. But what's so cool is having everyone come together and kind of challenge each other. It's like, hey, this is what we do. And they show the community, this is the training that we keep up with to keep you safe.
Do you welcome volunteer fire departments?
Oh, definitely. Volunteer.
Because, you know, we have in this area, and I know many other areas, they are essential for those places out further out in the county that, you know, and to think that sometimes I wonder if they're misrepresented when we talk about firefighters, EMS, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, Weddington Fire Department, like, completely volunteer. Nice. A lot of the other rural ones. And so those guys are welcome. And it's so helpful, this race. It really highlights what they do. It is volunteer. They are keeping our communities safe as volunteers.
And, of course, all proceeds just go back into what you guys do.
Oh, exactly. Building habits for healthy, active lifestyle, supporting the Fayetteville Firefighter Scholarship Fund. It's all about keeping the money and growing nonprofits and community right here in Fayetteville.
If you're a firefighter, or if you're someone active, or if you're not, you just want to take part, what's the best way to register or find out more?
All the information and that link for registration is online at www.herohalfmarathon.com.
That's October 13th, beginning on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Melissa Caffrey with the Spark Foundation. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Pete.
When something neat in your neighborhood is taking place, I'd like to know. You can email me, pete@kuaf.com. 91.3 and the Community Spotlight. Local matters.